Hello. Hello, hello. Hi. This is Bailey, and you've been listening to Mahogany on WFMU. Oh yeah, also this is Diesel D. Look that up on YouTube. Diesel D. Anyway, you've been listening to Mahogany on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Thank you for listening. Have a nice warm evening, everybody. Bye-bye.
Oh, when the saints
are marching in.
Oh. Reverend Terry, Reverend Baggett, Reverend Coleman, Reverend West, Reverend Basil Smith, Reverend Charles R. Carter, Reverend Welch, Reverend the Carrington, both Carrington, Reverend Carrington's, and Pastor Lair's wife, Sharon Lair, Pastor Roosevelt Lair's wife. We thank God for you today and all anybody other ministers we left. Oh, my brother. God help us. Thank you. Thank you, Doc. Reverend Tenney. That's my buddy anyway. He is singing preacher there. Yeah, we thank God for me. And all the other ministers of the gospel.
It's a blessing.
Blessing.
It's a privilege.
Not a privilege.
To be in service.
To be in service.
One more time.
One more.
Is everywhere. So many just can't serve the Lord as they desire. Oh Lord, you that by grace have come this far. Oh, you don't realize just how blessed you are. It's a blessing,
blessing
to be in service. Short. We would have this chance today. We now enjoy. Oh Lord, not by our goodness that we survive. God is keeping us, all of us alive. Now in the blessing,
blessing,
be in service. One more time.
One more.
One more time.
One more time.
I come and get laid in my grave. You may
Saints go marching in. And it's a blessing to be here. Holy travelers on Saints go marching in. Saints, of course, the Pentecostal believers, and marching into heaven. They want to be in that number. As probably you and I, no matter what our druthers. It's a blessing to be here. We can be the Saints for the next hour here on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU. Kind of corny to start gospel radio show with the obvious, but I couldn't resist, I guess. Holy Travelers and the Hampton Airs right there, getting us underway here this evening on Sinner's Crossroads. WFMU, brothers and sisters and beloved, welcome in. You should go immediately to WFMU.org where the AccuPlaylist is up and running for newcomers and oldcomers. Check out the playlist page and especially the chat board, message board, the chat area. Say hello to us with the gospel knuckleheads. A friendly bunch there has not been found anywhere. Yes. With no other announcements to be made, we will go directly to our next set of gospel music, working our way toward the bottom of the hour. Thank goodness for gravity. Staple Junior Singers, When Do We Get Paid, the LP, reissued recently on Wakabop, courtesy of Greg Belson. A fine reissue, straight reissue of a wonderful 1977 Mississippi Gospel record. Get on board to continue our theme here on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU.
Why, yeah, you got to get on board. older my father. Look on Mother Baker. Look on my daughter right now. Heal her body, God. Take them through, Father. Hold them in the hollow of your hand. Bless this young man that was Steve. Go him and lead him on, God. Take him to do your will. Bless Steve right now. Let him come on and do whatever he needs to do for God. Take him through right now, God. Bless the family. Look on it, one of them, God. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You're welcome.
Oh,
spiritual QCs have made it over. We have made it to the bottom of the hour with the help of quite a few gospel groups, including the spiritual QCs, one of the most beloved and long-lived gospel groups in the Southland. I believe a version of this group still performs at gospel programs. Unfortunately, the fast, quickly disappearing gospel programs. Designer record label, about 1972 on that, the Spiritual QCs. Here on the Sinner's Crossroads gospel broadcast on WFMU. And as folks stretch their legs and move about and meet and greet folks they haven't seen since last week, we will tell you here on the gospel veranda that we have stepped out to. The music playing in the background there, that we heard the Staple Junior Singers, Get On Board, from the When Do We Get Paid gospel reissue on Lawakabob. Check that out. Wonderful 1977 Mississippi gospel record. It's all great. We heard Miss Hattie R. Walters, That's All Right, That's All Right. Montgomery gospel record, glad to have that. The Revival gospel singers helped us out with Shady Green Pastures, Gospel Express Records record label, and some radio recordings, AM radio broadcast of a church choir, youth choir, Right On King Jesus, Louisiana AM gospel radio station that Brother Mariano tipped me off to. Thanks again for that, brother. We heard the Southern Barrels of New Orleans, I Do Believe, Wake Me, Shake Me, For It's Too Late. And we ended the set there with Spiritual QCs, I Made It Over. Have you made it over, brothers and sisters and beloved? My name is Kevin Nutt. This is Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast. We're here every Thursday evening. Thanks for tuning in. Greetings, Reverend Creighton. Enjoyed your last email, as always. Once again, the Acu playlist is up and running. Say hello to us, WFMU.org. It's hot everywhere. It's hot, folks. Keep those fans running. Take a bath with cold water and eat some ice cream. It'll cool you off. I've got a set of some country gospel, hillbilly gospel, for you right here. Queued up and ready to go. Some groups here, including the Mighty True Friends, having some fun with a country style, country gospel style. This is from their Double Shot of Gospel LP on the Memorial record label. And in parentheses after the title of the song, they have Hillbilly Gospel. Coming Back Again is what the Mighty True Friends will be singing right here on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU.
Y'all off for some number nine. Hope y'all enjoy it now. You hear? Here we go. If you love the Lord like you say you do, here's what you got to do. You got to love your brother and your sister too.
is ready when you are. If you make one step, he'll make two. Trust in him, he'll see you through. Jesus is ready, oh yeah, when you are. Jesus is ready.
Thank you.
I went in the history book and got it, so don't get offended by he saying something. I didn't make this up. It's already there. His wife and his... Y'all don't get ugly now. Solomon had 700 of them. I'm just telling you what the book says. So a lot of times we get too religious around here. That hurts me. We get so religious we can't even stomp our feet no more.
That's right.
Everybody want to find a fault. And I'm telling you about the family. It ain't like your family ain't going to stay together unless they agree. You got to agree to stay together. And then he had his concubines, his female slave, his sons, and unmarried daughters. The wives of the sons, the grandchildren, aged parents and grandparents, others living in the same home was considered part of the family. Let me lead this on you. Dogs, horses, cows was considered part of the family. The lambs, the hard-headed goats, and we still got some goats.
Cheering in won't be fair enough.
Yeah.
And as folks gather the things to get ready to exit our sanctuary, we'll tell you real quick here, the Mighty True Friends coming back again started that set of kind of country-ish gospel, hillbilly gospel, as the Mighty True Friends say. We heard from the elder W.L. Richardson, Jesus is ready when you are. Ivory Lucas, Down in the Valley. It's from his Good News, The Lord is Coming, LP, on Soldier of the Savior Records. We heard the Great Michigan Nightingales. They're packing up. Need a little fast one in there. Pop us back up. Western Harmoniers. Poor man has hard time. Has it hard trying to make ends meet. Zion Spiritual Singers were in there. Which Way to Heaven. That's from their When the Gates Swing Open LP on the HSC record label, which stands for Hoyt Sullivan Enterprises. You've been tuned to Sinner's Crossroads here on WFMU. Thanks to each and every one of you for tuning in. We'll be here next week. Thank you to the Mighty Gospel Friends, message board knuckleheads, everyone listening everywhere. Stay tuned to WFMU. Stay tuned to WFMU. My name is Kevin Knight. We'll see you next week.
You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 and online at WFMU.org.
Coming up, we question Democratic Representative Norma Torres. I'm Steve Inske.
And I'm Rachel Martin. Hong Kong's chief executive calls a pre-dawn press conference to condemn the protesters who vandalized the legislative building. News is next. Ugh.
Hi, this is David. Well, here we go again.
You're tuned to Music to Spaz By with Dave the Spaz on listener-supported WFMU East Orange. If you'd like to set your watch, the correct Music to Spaz By time is exactly 5:30 the monkey's ass.
Open up! It's Joe Besser!
Doing, Dave. Dave, I really think I'm entitled to an answer to that question. Look, Dave. I can see you're really upset about this. I honestly think you ought to sit down calmly, take a stress pill, and think things over. Dave, stop. Stop, will you?
Rockin' blue.
Before the evening is over, I will have made a complete total fool of myself. I hope you get a kick out of watching it.
Wow.
What is it about Thursday night? What happened?
A little-